Welcome to episode 40 of the Timeless Tactics podcast. Today we're diving into a foundational skill that influences nearly every aspect of our lives: effective communication. Communication is at the heart of what makes us human, and mastering it can unlock doors in both our personal and professional lives. Whether you're advancing your career, leading a team, building a business, or strengthening personal relationships, the way you communicate shapes the outcomes you achieve. But here's the thing. Communication isn't just about talking or presenting facts. It's about connection. It's about understanding how to bridge differences, create trust, and deliver messages that truly resonate with others. In this episode, I'll guide you through the timeless art of communication. We'll explore principles that go beyond surface-level tips and dive into the deeper techniques that make your words more impactful. Drawing on ancient wisdom from philosophies like Stoicism, the strategic brilliance of Sun Tzu, and practical modern approaches, we'll uncover how to express yourself with clarity, confidence, and authenticity. You'll learn how to tailor your message to your audience, listen actively to build stronger rapport, and manage difficult conversations with poise. We'll also discuss the power of body language, tone, and timing, key aspects of communication that often go overlooked but can make all the difference. By the end of this episode, you'll have practical strategies you can start using today to communicate more effectively in any situation. Whether you're delivering a presentation, navigating conflict, or sharing your vision with a team, these tools will help you connect with others on a deeper level and achieve more meaningful outcomes. Let's get started. Active listening. Our first stop on this path is mastering active listening. If you've heard the saying by Marcus Aurelius, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak," you already know the importance of this skill. In today's fast-paced world, where distractions are everywhere, truly listening has become a rare and valuable skill that can transform how we connect with others. But what is active listening? Active listening is the practice of being completely present during conversations. It's about silencing the voice in your head that's already preparing a response, and instead, fully absorbing what the other person is saying. It's not just about hearing the words, it's about understanding the emotions, intentions, and context behind them. Active listening builds trust, strengthens relationships, and helps avoid misunderstandings by fostering meaningful communication. Here are three simple techniques to start using today. Pay full attention. Eliminate distractions. Put down your phone, close unnecessary tabs, and maintain eye contact to show the speaker you value their words. A simple nod or a verbal cue like "I see" can also signal your interest and encourage them to keep sharing. Avoid interruptions. Practice patience. Even if you're eager to jump in with your point or advice, hold back until the speaker finishes their thought. Interrupting can make the other person feel undervalued or dismissed, while waiting shows respect and allows you to hear the full message. Ask clarifying questions. Show you're truly engaged by seeking to understand more. Phrases like "Can you elaborate on that?" or "What do you mean by?" demonstrate curiosity and help prevent assumptions. Reflecting back what they've said, such as "So you're saying that," ensures you're both on the same page. Let me share an example. Imagine a manager resolving conflict between team members. One employee feels overwhelmed with tasks, while another believes their suggestions are being ignored. By actively listening to each person's perspective without judgment, the manager uncovers the root cause: miscommunication about workloads and expectations. With this understanding, they provide a solution that addresses both concerns, improving teamwork and morale. That's the power of listening to understand, not just waiting to reply. Active listening isn't just a tool for resolving conflicts. It's essential in building stronger connections in all areas of life, from leadership and teamwork to personal relationships. The next time you're in a conversation, remember, listening is one of the simplest yet most impactful ways to show respect and empathy. Start practicing today and notice how much more meaningful your interactions become. Nonverbal communication. Communication isn't just about words. It's also what we don't say. In fact, research shows that nonverbal cues like body language, facial expressions, gestures, and tone of voice account for up to 93% of our communication. These subtle signals often convey more meaning than the actual words spoken. Think about it. Have you ever had a conversation where someone's crossed arms, lack of eye contact, or distracted posture made you feel they weren't truly present or interested? That's nonverbal communication at work. Even when we're silent, our bodies and expressions are constantly sending messages, whether we're aware of it or not. To improve your own nonverbal communication skills and build better connections, try these tips. Maintain eye contact, not in an overly intense or uncomfortable way, but enough to show you're present, listening, and genuinely engaged in the conversation. Eye contact can signal confidence, trust, and attentiveness. Open body language. Avoid defensive body language like crossing your arms, slouching, or turning away. Instead, face the other person directly and use open gestures that invite connection and collaboration. A relaxed posture can also make you appear more approachable and confident. Facial expressions matter. Your face often reflects your emotions before you even speak. A warm smile or a nod can show understanding, while a furrowed brow might indicate confusion or concern. Align your facial expressions with your message to avoid sending mixed signals. Tone of voice matters. The way you say something can completely change its meaning. A calm, steady tone builds trust and shows confidence, while fluctuations in tone can add warmth, empathy, or emphasis to your words. Be mindful of how your tone reflects your intentions. When combined with intentional words, nonverbal cues amplify your message and help you connect on a deeper level. Whether you're building relationships, giving a presentation, or resolving conflict, mastering nonverbal communication can make all the difference. Remember, your body often speaks louder than your voice, so make sure it's saying what you truly mean. Clarity and conciseness. Next, let's talk about the twin pillars of effective communication: clarity and conciseness. For Sun Tzu, the famed strategist who wrote The Art of War, simplicity was a key principle. He believed clear and direct orders were essential for success on the battlefield. The same principle applies to our modern communication, whether it's crafting an email, giving feedback, or presenting an idea to a group. Without clarity and conciseness, even the best intentions can get lost in translation. So why is clarity important? Because unclear messages lead to misunderstandings, confusion, and mistakes. And why is conciseness important? Because bloated explanations lose attention and dilute your message. In a world where everyone is juggling countless tasks and distractions, ensuring your communication is both clear and concise is how you truly connect and make an impact. Here's how you can master both. Structure your thoughts. Think before speaking or writing. What's the key point you're trying to communicate? Lead with that, and arrange your supporting ideas logically so they're easy to follow. Use simple language. Strike a balance between professionalism and relatability. Avoid jargon unless you're certain your audience understands it. Even complex ideas can be communicated in straightforward terms if you break them down thoughtfully. Think about a public speaker who captivates audiences. They don't ramble or overwhelm people with unnecessary detail. Instead, they use clear and concise messaging to hold attention, drive their points home, and leave a lasting impression. They respect their audience's time and focus on the value of their message. Whether you're writing a report, giving a presentation, or even having a casual conversation, valuing clarity and conciseness means valuing your audience. By doing so, you ensure your message is heard, understood, and remembered. Tailoring your message. Everyone processes information differently. To truly connect, you need to tailor your message to your audience. Whether you're presenting to senior executives, colleagues, or customers, ask yourself these questions. Who am I speaking to? What do they need to know? How do they prefer receiving information? For instance, a salesperson closing a deal would approach a data-driven client with technical evidence while emphasizing creative solutions to a design-focused client. This adaptability is what makes communication effective. When it comes to professional growth and self-development, communication is a foundational skill that extends beyond simply sharing information. It's about driving impact. Effective communicators actively listen, recognize their audience's unique needs, and deliver messages that inspire action. By learning to tailor your communication style, you not only improve your ability to convey ideas, but also build stronger relationships within your workplace and network. This skill is particularly critical in leadership roles, where clear, motivational messaging can shape team dynamics and influence organizational success. Additionally, continuous refinement of your communication skills is essential to long-term career advancement. Whether you're pitching a new idea, negotiating a partnership, or mentoring a team, your ability to adapt your tone, structure, and delivery determines the effectiveness of your message. Take time to seek feedback, analyze your methods, and practice regularly. By doing so, you'll empower yourself to handle diverse professional scenarios with confidence and foster meaningful interactions that drive results. Practice and self-awareness. Great communicators aren't born, they're made. Every brilliant leader, speaker, and writer you admire has spent years practicing their craft, honing their skills one step at a time. And here's the truth. Even mistakes are part of the process. Each stumble provides an opportunity to learn and grow, pushing you closer to mastery. Self-awareness is the key to amplifying growth. It allows you to understand your strengths, pinpoint areas for improvement, and adapt your approach. Here's how to sharpen your communication skills. Seek feedback. Don't hesitate to ask colleagues, peers, or mentors for their honest opinions about how you're coming across. Honest feedback, while sometimes uncomfortable, is a goldmine for growth and can help you see blind spots you might not notice on your own. Record yourself. Whether it's a presentation, a meeting, or even a casual conversation, recording and reviewing your delivery can highlight areas for improvement. You might notice filler words, body language issues, or opportunities to add more clarity and impact. Take small steps. Improvement is a gradual process. Focus on one skill at a time, like refining your tone, improving eye contact, or cutting out filler words, and build your confidence step by step. Remember, practice may not make perfect, but it will create progress. The more you invest in your communication skills, the more you'll see the results reflected in your personal and professional success. Keep going, it's worth it. Developing resilience is another crucial element of personal and professional growth. Resilience allows you to adapt to challenges, recover from setbacks, and remain focused on your long-term goals despite obstacles. To build resilience, start by cultivating a positive mindset. Reframe difficult situations as opportunities for growth, and focus on what you can control rather than dwelling on what you can't. Additionally, lean on your support network, whether it's family, friends, or mentors, during challenging times. Strengthening these relationships not only reduces stress, but also provides valuable perspectives and encouragement when you need it most. Another powerful strategy for resilience is to establish healthy routines and habits. Regular exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate sleep are foundational for maintaining the energy and focus needed to tackle challenges head-on. Pair these with consistent periods of self-reflection, such as journaling or mindfulness practices, to gain better clarity and emotional balance. Over time, these habits build the mental stamina required to overcome adversity and keep moving forward. Remember, setbacks are not failures. They're opportunities to recalibrate and grow stronger. When you prioritize resilience, you're equipping yourself with the tools to thrive in any situation. Stoicism and Sun Tzu. Finally, we turn to the timeless wisdom of ancient philosophy to uncover valuable lessons for communication. Both Stoicism and Sun Tzu's strategies offer profound insights into navigating interactions with clarity and purpose. The Stoics teach us to remain calm under pressure, emphasizing the importance of emotional resilience. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often reflected on the power of reason in emotionally charged situations. He believed that pausing to assess our emotions allows us to respond with thoughtfulness rather than impulsivity. This practice of self-control isn't just about suppressing emotions, it's about mastering them to communicate more effectively and make wiser decisions in the moment. Whether it's resolving workplace conflicts or managing personal relationships, this Stoic principle can help diffuse tension and foster constructive dialogue. Sun Tzu, on the other hand, approaches communication as a form of strategy, much like a battle plan. His famous quote, "Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. highlights the importance of understanding others' motives, especially those who may not align with your views. By carefully listening to opposing perspectives and analyzing their intentions, we can gain valuable insights that lead to finding common ground. In both business and personal life, this strategic mindset helps us navigate complex dynamics, negotiate more effectively, and ultimately build stronger, more informed connections. Together, Stoicism and Sun Tzu remind us that communication is both an art of self-mastery and an exercise in strategy, offering timeless tools for building better relationships and achieving meaningful outcomes. Conclusion. To wrap up, let's revisit today's key takeaways in detail. Active listening builds stronger relationships by showing empathy and understanding. It also helps uncover valuable insights that you might miss otherwise. By truly hearing others, you create a foundation of trust and collaboration. Nonverbal cues amplify your message without saying a word. Your body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice all add layers of meaning to what you communicate, making your message more impactful. Clarity and conciseness save time, eliminate confusion, and ensure your audience understands you immediately. In a world full of distractions, being clear and to the point is a superpower. Tailoring your message ensures it resonates with your audience. When you adapt your communication style to the needs and preferences of others, your words land with greater impact and relevance. Practice and self-awareness are key to becoming a more powerful communicator. Consistently practicing your skills and reflecting on your strengths and areas for improvement help you grow and communicate more effectively over time. And finally, draw inspiration from timeless thinkers like the Stoics and Sun Tzu. The Stoics teach us to approach communication with calmness and emotional control, while Sun Tzu's strategies remind us of the importance of precision and calculated action. Their wisdom equips us to handle conversations and interactions with confidence and strategy. Thank you for tuning in to the Timeless Tactics podcast. If you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us reach more listeners like you. And remember, knowledge is only as powerful as its application. Choose one of these techniques and put it into practice today. Here's to mastering the art of connection and becoming an unstoppable communicator. Until next time, stay bold, stay confident, and most importantly, stay unstoppable.